Ngibona ukuvula kwalo mhlangano kungani kuthiwa beku le inspiration le fire lokubonga ubaba uBiden, but sibone umama uKamala Harris ebuya on the first day okuvula khona umhlangano, which ama candidates who are nominated or waiting to be confirmed as the representative ama party babuya ngelanga lekugcina, but sibona umama Harris ebuya izolo. I think ubebuya ukuzobonga ubaba uBiden. So hayi okathesi nganithiwa umhlangano lo uqale ngokuchisa, and ama-Democrats nganithiwa they are excited about their ticket. So kathesi sizabona ukuthi ilanga lesibili kuzahamba nje.
Umhlangano lo sikhangelele ukuthi uqhubekele phambili iviki yonke. Yikuyini elibona sengathi kumqoka esingakubona kuphuma kakhulu kulo mhlangano?
Into ezaphuma lapha is the one thing ekukhuluma the unity of the Democratic Party. Lokuletha ama former presidents, yabona ubaba Biden la ekhulumile izolo, an outgoing Democratic president, ubaba Clinton uzabuya, and then ubaba Obama la uyabuya izolo, kubuye umama uHillary Clinton, ama heavy hitter. So yonke message ebuyayo is kind of ukubuya ukuzoncedisa iDemocratic Party, one, to help the base be motivated to vote, and two, ukutshengisa the way forward and the vision forward. Abantu abatshengiselayo against iPalestine and iIsrael, yeah, I think it's their right, ngoba impi le ingantwa isihluphile, abantu abaningi sebebulewe khona ngale in that area, and it needs to stop. So yeah, sikubonile kuphuma izolo, but kuqhubeka namhla sizabona more of the Democratic vision ukuthi iya ngapi, and umama Harris what is her way forward ukuthatha lelo lizwe, ngoba she's had over 3 weeks only to just formulate a policy, choose a candidate, and lie ukuthi afake imbono yakhe to lead the nation.